whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. It is hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan on a college football semifinal football Friday for the ages right here. Wild card weekend tomorrow. You have stuff developing with the Cowboys. We'll talk about that coming up at 3:20 here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. General at your service. There's the Super Bowl champ, the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. It is a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday. We'll be taking your phone calls coming up at 5:20. Woolchuck and Schiafalo doing some remote broadcasting this evening. Into the night with you as they are from home. I believe, Woolchuck, you're keeping your eye on a tree that's taking a beating from the weather. Might come down in your backyard, huh?
We got one that's tilting a little bit that Wifey was concerned about. I don't think ultimately it's going to be an issue. And the way that it's kind of tilted, it would just fall perfectly into the yard. It's not going to go backwards into the house. So, like, I'm not really overly concerned about it. And technically, I'm renting, so that would be my landlord's problem. So as long as it, like, didn't crush the house, I think we'd be okay, and I think we're going to be safe. I don't think this thing's going to come down because we haven't had any more snow since a couple hours ago.
We're about to be joined by one of the players on the Longhorns. The last time they were at the top of the mountain, you know, 2005 there, Quan Cosby was a freshman out of Mart, Texas. And he played on that team. He was still involved in 08, the last time Texas and Ohio State played in a major bowl. That was the Fiesta Bowl, caught the game-winning touchdown. How similar is this setup to what we experienced, you know, 15, 20 years ago as far as, you know, these Longhorns and dominance?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I think Colt probably better than Quinn, but both of them were very they played a lot of games at that point. I mean, that was Colt's his junior year, and that Texas squad had beaten Oklahoma 45-35, and then the BCS decided, okay, we're going to have Oklahoma end up playing Alabama that year. So Texas lost to Tech with that Michael Crabtree catch, so they ended up getting slated to play at the Fiesta Bowl. OU went and got beat by Florida in the national championship game. But I think when you look at the line of scrimmage, there's some similarities between the two. Texas had a really good veteran offensive line. The defense probably has more talent on this Texas team than it did that Texas team. They've always had pretty good secondaries anytime they're good. They used to be DBU back in the days of Michael Huff and Michael Griffin and Cedric Griffin and Harris and a bunch of those dudes. So they're kind of back there now with Jahdae Barron and Makuba and Muhammad on the other side. Like, they got guys that are going to be NFL players. But I think you could say this Texas team probably more talented than that 08 team that beat Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl.
Neither one of these teams, if you go back and look at history and now have, you know, the dominant offense that you would hope. You know, obviously Vince Young was quite a player there in 05 and was a force of nature. But I feel like tonight, if the Longhorns are going to get this done, they need a great defensive effort to slow down that Ohio State offense.
Yeah, I think this game is going to – there's a couple different factors, but how – Ohio State, they've got the ability to run the football. Their quarterback, though, Howard, is playing really, really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's been times where he hasn't played well. And so, you know, these last two playoff games have been a big factor in him and giving Ohio State a really good chance to win this thing tonight.
Well, let me just refresh your memory here. Quan Cosby grew up in Mart, Texas, excelled in football, basketball, baseball, and track. An amazing
Heck
athlete.
Of a player, yeah.
State champ as a quarterback. Went to play baseball in the Angels organization before coming back to the Longhorns. 05-08, national champion, caught the game-winning touchdown against Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl, and Quan Cosby joining us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm pretty dang good. The Longhorns are in the Final Four, so just pulled up to the stadium. Sorry about the delay.
No worries.
We get too many spam calls these days. But, man, I'm fired up. I'm happy for the Horns, and not many are giving us a chance, but we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I mean, nearly a touchdown spread between the Longhorns and Ohio State. Do you think that's fair? Have you recovered yet from the end of that Arizona State game?
Man, it's funny you ask that. I think it actually took me about a week to truly recover. And after the game, we just went to the hotel bar. I needed sleep for the next 5 days. I was pretty jacked up after that game, but fired up because of this opportunity. And really, the way we know the world we live in now, Ohio State looked as good as anyone in the last couple of weeks, and we, you know, went into double overtime with Arizona State. So I respect what they did, and selfishly, I appreciate it even more because I think these guys, I think it's going to add a little more chip, you know, on their shoulder. I think it was the first game they've been the dogs this year, and I think they need it. It's a long season. Just any little extra you can get and use it, and I know Sark talked about it, I think the players will respond. So I think it's fair. At the same time, one of the funny things is all the national folks talk about is, oh, well, Texas is this, and they're not that. My argument is we haven't been as consistent, and yet we're here.
Yeah.
So if we play a complete game, if we play even 50, 60, 70% better, Ohio State is in trouble. So I'm fired up about that perspective, and both rosters are unreal, and I think it's going to be quite a battle.
Texas legend Quan Cosby with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Quan, I'm sure we can preview this game all day, but I do want to go back to 2009, and it's wild to think the last time these storied programs faced, it was you, sir. 14 catches, 171, and the game-winning touchdown, one of two touchdowns. What do you remember from what was one of the best Fiesta Bowls I think we've ever seen?
Man, they were, speaking of, you know, talented, you had Benny Wells. I told a few buddies that I was with, that last touchdown, number one's chasing me. Well, that number one is now the coaching for Notre Dame going into the national championship. Marcus Freeman was a great linebacker on that Ohio State team also. And so, fun fact there. But it's always a fun game. Like, even going back to 05 when we beat them in Columbus for the first time, night game in a while.
Yeah.
So you got two hardcore blue bloods. And then they came to Austin and insane, very passionate fan bases. So just a fun deal. It's weird, to your point, that it's been that long since we played each other, but no better time than now because we've been doubted. Let's be real. They've been doubted. And but yet we're both here. Dallas is, I see a lot of red and silver, but I see even more burnt orange. So it's going to be fun to see the teams go at it. We know the storylines. Quinn going there, coming back. It's just, this is what college football is about. It's no better kind of way for the first playoff to end up like this with these level, you know, caliber schools and teams. So I'm fired up to see how it plays out.
Hey, Quan, being a former receiver there, the challenge, though, that the Ohio State receivers face, that they're going to have to face with the Texas secondary, can you kind of walk us, when you see your secondary play, you know, how do you feel like that they'll match up with these very, very talented Ohio State wide receivers?
Man, you know what? We talk a lot about DBU, and I think they're receiver you. I mean, the guys that have come out of Ohio State in the last few years, another guy I played against, their receivers coach, Ohio State.
Yep, Ryan Hartline.
He had a great career there. Hartline, I played against him as well. He's done an unbelievable job with that crew. And so to add to the storyline, you have the Thorpe winner and the Biletnikoff guy going, you know, to a certain degree. I do like our I don't know that they've seen a secondary like ours, and I don't know that we've seen a receiving group like theirs. We have the best O-line, and they have the best D-line. And so you can't make this stuff up for good on good, and that's why you play the game, though. When you're at this moment, and at this point you're the last of three left, you're going to play the best. And schematically, PK has done a really, really good job. You take away the double overtime craziness of last week and Scataboo having like this insane Superman whole game. UT was the number one defense in the country until then. They're now number two. So our secondary schematically, I think they're going to try their best. You can't, in my opinion, you can't stop the receiving core. But if you can tame them, keep them from the insane explosive plays, and then our defense is at its best when you get in that red zone. Not that you want to get down there, sure, but they really tighten up in that zone. And I feel like there's no better team set up to slow that crew down than ours, but it's still going to be a tall task because they're special.
Quan, how clinched are you going to be if this thing comes down to a Texas field goal late in the game?
Oh, my God. So you're going to go there? My blood pressure went up when you said that. Unfortunately, and it's not beating up on a kid, but it's just being honest. I am saying a nice little prayer that it does not come to a field goal, because just the confidence level right now is not good. We did go into two overtimes, but Quinn got us down there to the 20-yard line, tripped over himself, put him in the middle of the field, and we found a way to not, you know, go into overtime after that. So being an ex-player and all the above, unless you have even this year Justin Tucker, I'm not sure about, but maybe Cameron Dicker. Unless you have Cameron Dicker from this year, you don't want that moment. You want to be in it and have a chance to win, but I'm gonna be. I'm gonna invoice University of Texas for my blood pressure if it comes down to that. I'm gonna tell you that much.
It's Quan Cosby here with you on the Fan. What needs to happen early in tonight's game offensively to give you confidence that you can continue to put points on the board against this Buckeyes defense?
Easy, man. We're sitting here at Jerry's World, and Micah Parsons is arguably one of the best in the league right now. But Micah Parsons, when you run it down his throat, that's where he seems a little bit vulnerable. That D line, that as good as they are. You go back to the Michigan game, they ran the ball. You know, they were in Monterey Mono, got that, and that balance is super important. Quinn gets, you know, because he has a Manning behind him, he doesn't get the love he needs all the time, but even Quinn is as special as I think he can be and is going to have a great career. When you have a balance and you have Weisler and Blue running the ball, that's how you just soften the defense up just a little bit. And then the receiving core, because, yes, Ohio State, give them their due. I think they have probably the best collective receiving group, or at least certainly the top guy. We have a pretty good one as well. So when you get run for 100, 150, I think Ohio State's going to have a long day, because then it's going to open up things that we can do, because we do have an explosive offense as well. So run the ball early, kind of get things rolling, fill them out, see what they're doing. Slow that pass rush down. What Oregon did when they got down two touchdowns, I said, they're going to have a long night, because that D-line they just ate after that, knowing that you had to throw it to come back. So I think you run the ball, and we have Banks and an O-line that I think can get it done, then I think you're going to see one heck of a game.
Quan, you guys got screwed over back in 08 with the BCS. Now, Sooner fans listening won't agree, but they would be wrong on that. How much more do you like this college football playoff setup?
Oh, man. First of all, them Sooner fans, don't get me started on them. They got lucky as all get out. We beat them 45-35 down the street at the real Cotton Bowl. But I love it. And that's what I'm saying. I love it because in the end, you talk about NIL, you talk about the playoff, and many are concerned about the small school. If we're honest about what college football is, name the last smaller school that won a national championship. It's not a lot of them. The last one that actually got there was Oregon, and they played the Buckeyes here in Jerry's World, and that didn't go very well with Zeke. So I love it because those scenarios, you take it out. And then we have no argument. We're in the playoff. We're probably in a very similar, you know, schedule seeding as Texas was this year. And then you got to win. And growing up in Texas, that's what you do. You get to the playoffs, you win your games, you be the better team that day or night, and then you have no argument. So I just think it takes a lot of that out of it. Now, I do think there needs to be some tweaks with, we saw what happened with all the conference champions, but I think there needs to be a little bit of tweaks, but it's still, everybody in this point won the games they needed to, no matter by 50 or by, you know, double overtime, and it just takes a lot of the argument out, and it's a true playoff versus what I called a selection. And you got a bunch of talking heads in a room selecting teams. Come on now. That's always a pain, and you know what.
I love it here with Quan Cosby in the GBAC Nation, home of the Cowboys. He just pulled up to the stadium getting set to watch his Longhorns take on Ohio State tonight. Now, what do you think of being in the SEC here?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that, because, one, I was a Big 12 guy, and I wasn't a fan of the move. I do understand the move, and I do also feel like the playoff that we are dealing with now that we were fortunate enough to have now had a lot to do with the conference realignment. So I think if going through the SEC pushed that to happen, perfect. It was exactly what we needed to do. The irony, though, is, you know, before we got into the SEC, oh, my God, you're going to get killed. Watch out. It's going to get ugly. We get there. We get to the championship game. Oh, well, this, you know, the SEC's down this year. So they're moving the goalposts, by the way. But yeah. I think it's cool for me, especially as a fan now. I've been to every Big 12 city there is. So now that I can, you know, I'm travel to Athens next year, God willing, all the different things. It's fun. And I won't argue this. The worst SEC team hits different. You know, they have some dudes. They may not have a complete team and may have a, you know, a 500 year, but they can do it. They hold the ball like Vandy did, or, you know, Arkansas, or the teams, or Arkansas did versus Tennessee, Kentucky did versus Georgia. You have to come to play every week, and that's what I do appreciate about it. That's a lot of really good. And last but not least, when I was in the Big 12, it drove me crazy to hear it means more, because I'm like, kiss my butt. It don't mean more. We care. But when it comes to a fan base, when it comes to those college towns, it's the fan base they're talking about, not necessarily the guys, you know, on the field. And I won't argue that at all. I've been to these stadiums and going to go to some more. And I'm telling you, man, it does mean more in every way, form, or fashion. Whether the game is at 7 p.m. or 11 a.m., they're tailgating at 7 a.m. And so and that doesn't happen in all the Big 12 cities. So it's cool. It's fun. It's exciting seeing these guys going against Georgia, you know, getting to the championship game. So I'm fired up about it. And as much as we're talking about football, I'm fired up about it for baseball more than anything.
Yeah.
We all know what that is. I was talking to a buddy earlier, and he said, yeah, man, y'all number 7 in the nation, but you picked 5th in the SEC. And so it's real in that league as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun for Longhorn Nation being in the SEC.
If you could have done anything different, do you wish you'd have played baseball for Texas, or where would you take that question?
You know, that's a great question. I would have absolutely loved to play baseball for Texas. The only thing, I have this little thing called a national championship that trumped any decision that I would have thought differently about. I think the route I took, man, one, I pray about all my decisions, and I think that they went exactly like they needed to, but I would have loved to play at Dish Falk. We have, honestly, one of the most storied and successful programs in the history of college sports. And so it would have been cool to play for them and Augie. But playing for Coach Brown, who's a Hall of Famer as well, and that little game in Rose Bowl, it's hard to think I would do anything differently after being a part of that.
Well, hell of a career, hell of a job with the analysis here. He's at QCosby17 if you want to follow on X. Any other ways for us to track your content or keep up with you that you'd like to let us know about before we let you go?
Man, y'all are so good at that stuff, and I am not. So you did the best job right there. And people are even getting mad at me. They're like on Instagram, why is it private? I was like, man, I don't get on there that much. I'm just looking at pictures. So, no, I love that you interact with everyone, the fans, the strangers, you name it, on Twitter, because it's just cool when it's a positive thing. And I appreciate you saying that, and certainly you having me on. And man, I think y'all should get ready. Great game last night, by the way. Yeah. And I'm hoping the same tonight with the Longhorns hopefully being on top.
Well, thank you, sir. Enjoy the game, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Hey, take care, man. Hook 'em.
Salute. There he goes. Quan Cosby right here, a proper Longhorns legend, one of the greatest athletes in state history, joining us here in the GBAC Nation. Okay, it's time to hit the C note, and before we get there, we'll give you the latest on the plans for the wild card weekend in Los Angeles that there's some breaking news on. We're coming back with that and more right here to the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan.